My name is Louis Rivers III, and I'm running for town council. I like Chapel Hill. We've been here about 12, 13 years. So that's part of the reason why I'm running. The other reason is I was at the EPA, and when the election happened, I read Project 2025. I read what they had outlined for the environment, and it wasn't good for local communities, particularly in terms of like disaster responses. So I was like, this is going to be a tough time for our community. And it's not like I have all the answers, but I also have kind of this experience in terms of thinking about the natural environment. This seems like a good time to see if I can give back to Chapel Hill. My top three issues in terms of campaigning are response to climate change, specifically these more severe and frequent storms, housing options across the economic spectrum, and engagement with the community. I think a lot about climate. There's this interview with Ta-Nehisi Coates going around with Ezra Klein. And there's a part of the interview where Coates talks about there are just some fights that we won't see won in our lifetime. And Klein says he seems as pessimistic, but I found it inspiring. And that's really how I think about climate. I'm not going to see our response to climate addressed in my lifetime. But what can I do to pass on a fight to my kids where they're in a better position to respond to climate? A very tangible thing is like, how do we make sure Chapel Hill is prepared for these more frequent and severe storms that we're going to see? So something like Tropical Depression Chantal, what can we do to improve our stormwater infrastructure, which needs improvement to address that? And then on the back end, how can we make sure that our neighbors can recover from these storms? When I think about engagement, I think too often we don't see it as a relationship. Because right now, you probably just talk to the city when you want something or when something's gone wrong. And like, I know from my own marriage that that's not a good way to engage with someone. I would like to see us try to create a model where we can have a relationship with members of our community. Raleigh had these things called citizen advisory councils, and it created a relationship. So I would like to see that type of system brought here to Chapel Hill. We talk about housing affordability and affordable housing all the time. But what does that actually mean in Chapel Hill? I don't think people realize how many people that you would consider having decent jobs, kind of stable livings, can't afford to live in our community. So we need housing options across the economic spectrum. Market rate, down to 30% and below area median income. So to make sure that the people that service our community can live in our community. We have values of like inclusivity, diversity, and like being an open and kind town. But like, we can't really exercise those values if people who work here can't live here. I think we need to be really bold saying that we support those values. I think we need to support Fourth Amendment workplaces. I think we should follow the lead of Carrboro and like really make sure that local businesses know how to institute that to protect their people that work there from ICE. Also, we need to be clear that we will provide spaces for communities that feel like they don't have space. I don't think it's specifically about the university community. Our university system is stepping back from affinity spaces and providing spaces for like a Black students or LGBTQ plus students. How can the town fill that gap? We just have to be very vocal that we want everyone to live here in Chapel Hill with dignity. And it's not enough to do things behind the scenes. We need to do things behind the scenes, but we also need to be very vocal in our support for these communities. I don't think our taxes are sustainable. Everything needs to be on the table, and that means like even thinking creatively in how we offer services. Is there a way that we can have more integration with our local police forces? We have our crisis unit team, which is like really good. Is there a way that we could support that unit and maybe have them service more areas while like trying to share police services with these other local agencies? Maybe the library's closed once a week. I don't want to do that. I take my kids to the library all the time, but it's not sustainable to keep having this tax burden on our local citizens. And we need to really think about ways of reducing that burden. We haven't had a holistic update of our land use management ordinance, LUMO, since I think 2003. Can we create a LUMO that makes it easier for businesses that we want to see in Chapel Hill able to start businesses here in Chapel Hill? A lot of people don't like the apartment buildings that have come up, but people in those apartment buildings are our neighbors and we need more housing. I'm glad we have those buildings. But I would like if we had more building projects that were being done by local developers. And right now, there's a reason why we see certain types of development in Chapel Hill. It's being done by people who can afford to develop in Chapel Hill. And the people who can afford to develop in Chapel Hill are often not from Chapel Hill. So the LUMO rewrite is critical for creating a streamlined set of ordinances and zoning and guidance that allow local people to open up businesses and build homes here in Chapel Hill. So it's critically important. Council has its hands in a lot of our development projects. I would like to see us have a serious community discussion about how can we create development processes that don't always have to have the council's fingerprints on them. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of someone who is open to listening to them. I want them to see someone that will engage with them, even if we don't share the same perspectives, and will take their insights seriously. And I want them to see someone that cares about town and cares about their lived experience.